7:08. It is hour number two of Jersey Central on the new Talk Radio 1450 WCTC, the voice of Central Jersey. It is Burt Barron. Good morning. Great to have you with us. We've got your chance to win a voucher good for a pair of tickets to see Jersey Boys on Broadway. We'll give that away coming up a little bit later on. Our 7 o'clock hour this morning, we're going to give you all the details on a very special event that is coming up in April. And WCTC is absolutely ecstatic to be a part of this event that is coming up. It is the 2015 New Jersey Shout Down Drugs Prevention Concert 2015. And if you want to mark your calendars, it's happening on April the 17th, 7 o'clock, at the Victoria Theater, which is located inside the beautiful New Jersey Performing Arts Center in Newark. And what it's going to be, the statewide finalists are going to be there playing and competing with their songs to see who is going to be the winner this year. And with some information on that, and our in-studio guest for the entire hour is a real good friend of WCTC, and his organization does such important work. We're talking about the Partnership for a Drug-Free New Jersey, and I think that kind of says all about what their mission is. Let's say hello to the executive director, Angelo Valenti, who is with us this morning. Angelo, good morning. Great to have you with us, and always a pleasure to have you on WCTC.
Well, good morning, and thank you for giving us this opportunity today.
It is a real sincere thank you to you for getting WCTC involved in the concert in April. I'm really looking forward to this, and I had a chance to hear all the statewide finalists, virtually every county in New Jersey represented, and such a great showing of talent from the students that are involved in the concert this year.
It's a wonderful opportunity for young people to be out among their peers and throughout the state of New Jersey talking about how important it is to be drug-free.
Yeah.
And we have folks that represent every part of New Jersey that are extremely talented and brave, because they're going up and they're singing a song about life without drugs. Mm-hmm. And we know that that's something that it could be very difficult as a teenager to be able to do that. So we are very, very pleased and excited about this event. We're very happy with your participation.
I'm honored. Thank you.
And I think it's a great way for New Jersey's talent and New Jersey's young people to demonstrate their commitment to be drug-free. And it's a good example for other young people to follow.
Yeah. And if you would like to vote, and we're going to be playing some of the music, some of the entries of some of the Central Jersey finalists, we'll give you the chance to hear some of their pieces of music. But if you visit the website, shoutdowndrugs.com, and we do have a link up on our Facebook fan page this morning, you will want to visit that. You will get to see all the entries from all the finalists. And people can even go there, Angelo, and vote for their favorites, right?
Yes,
is that how it works?
Absolutely. Actually, what occurs is that your listeners can go onto the website, listen to all of the songs. They are identified by county, so you can obviously listen to the ones that are first that are in your county. But do take the opportunity to listen to all the songs, because they're all powerful messages. And then vote for your favorite. Now, that voting will be calculated the evening of the 17th at the New Jersey Performing Arts Center, mm-hmm. and it will factor into the judging that will select the top three winners of this contest. Even though every one of these students are winners,
sure.
we do select three through a panel of judges, and those folks become ambassadors for the partnership. And what they do is they go out and perform their song throughout the state of New Jersey, and it's a message of hope for young people about how important it is to be drug-free.
I've heard the music of some of the finalists in the past, and boy, just such a great talented group of young people we have in New Jersey. They just the talent just gets better and better each year, and the finalists this year are just amazing. Talk a little bit, Angelo, if you could, about the history of the concert, and how many years have you been doing this, and how this this concert idea got started.
Well, what we decided about 10 or 12 years ago is that we didn't have a particular program for high school students. And we realized that music was an international and also a language that everyone understood. And for so long, we've heard about the negative messages that music was sending in some cases, especially within the drug culture. So we decided to give young people an opportunity to express their views about this issue in a very positive way, positive peer pressure. And what we did is we had our first concert 11 years ago, and this has become a major event, not only in New Jersey, but this music, because of the fact that people can vote online, is heard throughout the world. Last year, we've had over 100,000 people vote for a favorite song.
Wow.
And that those votes came from all over the world, not only in New Jersey. Obviously, the internet has given us an opportunity to allow our New Jersey talent and our New Jersey teens to be able to encourage people in New Jersey, in their communities, and also around the world about how important it is to be drug-free.
And we're going to play some of the music of a couple of the local finalists coming up as we make our way through this hour. But this is, if someone wants to get some tickets and go to the concert on April 17th, Angelo, it's free to go to the show?
Absolutely. All of the partnership activities, and we have programs that range from the third grade up through high school for school-based programs. We have workplace programs. We have programs for parents. Everything that the partnership does is free of charge. And we encourage people and community groups and churches and synagogues to take advantage of the programs that we have. We can come into your school. We can come into your community, and we could discuss with parents about the dangers of drugs. We could bring our young people who are performers into your school, and it's a great opportunity to rally your students in a very positive way.
Excellent. And if you're interested, maybe perhaps you're a teacher, you're an administrator, and you want to get a little performance by some of these students here, Angelo, best thing is to reach out to the partnership to set that up?
Yes, absolutely. If you call the partnership or reach out for us through our website, you can either go to shoutdowndrugs.com, or our main website is drugfreenj.org, and that includes all of the programs at the partnership office.
Okay, we got more coming up with Angelo Valente, our special in-studio guest. He's the executive director of the Partnership for a Drug-Free New Jersey. And coming up next, we're going to give you a little sample of one of the local finalists who will be at the Shoutdown Drugs concert, the prevention concert, based on your votes. So make sure you get those votes in, and we'll give you just a little sample of what some of the performances and some of the finalists this year's are like when Jersey Central resumes. At 7:29, we've got clear skies, 31 degrees in central New Jersey. This time and temp update brought to you by Garden State Community Bank. Forecast always calls for hot savings, rates, and timely service at Garden State Community Bank. Angelo Valente is here, the executive director of the Partnership for a Drug-Free New Jersey. The voting is now open at shoutdowndrugs.com, where you select the finalists for the New Jersey Shoutdown Drugs Prevention Concert 2015. Again, it is April 17th at the Victoria Theater, located inside the beautiful New Jersey Performing Arts Center in Newark. WCTC, very honored and pleased to support this event. I'll be the host for the evening, too. And again, cast your votes at shoutdowndrugs.com. And by reaching out to the partnership, Angelo, free tickets for anyone that wants to come up, right?
Yes, absolutely. If they go on to the website, there is a section that allows you to request tickets, and we'll get the tickets out to you, and it's free of charge. So we encourage everyone to please come down to on the 17th of April to see this wonderful event.
It's going to be a great night. All right, let's do a sample of one of the statewide finalists here, Angelo. Someone from Middlesex County, a very talented young lady by the name of Amira Campbell. A lot of submissions from Middlesex County, I would guess, right?
We do. We get wonderful feedback, and we get great participation from students throughout the state of New Jersey. And Middlesex and Somerset are some of the areas that we always get great participation from.
Real good. Okay, so let's hear the statewide finalist entry from Middlesex County and South River's own Amira Campbell.
Thank you.
And there you go. And that is the finalist entry from Middlesex County in South Rivers, Amira Campbell. That's a great piece. I like that. Great original song, Angelo. I like that.
And what's great about this contest is that there is all the genres of the music.
Yes.
So we have hip-hop and rap, and we have a cappella, and we have ballads. So it really reflects the diversity of the young people and diversity of New Jersey.
Yeah, great positive message, and we're going to play another one of the finalist songs that are coming up in the next half hour. We do have a traffic and weather update coming up in just a moment. But Angelo, from your seat as the executive director of what you do for Partnership for Drug-Free New Jersey, what's the main issue right now? What is the toughest battle that you fight on a daily basis?
Well, there's no question that the abuse of prescription drugs is the number one issue that we're dealing with in New Jersey, and also the link between prescription drug and heroin abuse, because in many cases, unfortunately, heroin abuse begins with a prescription medication. So we have been working diligently to get the message out to people throughout the state of New Jersey about how important it is to speak to your children about this issue, that prescription drugs, even though they're prescribed by a doctor, could be very dangerous and could some of those drugs have addictive qualities to them. So we have to be very diligent and careful about what we're taking.
Do the drug take back events make a dent? Does that help?
They do. They're a great opportunity for people to clean their medicine cabinets. I mean, as we in New Jersey, we actually were the we began that whole process about 8 or 9 years ago, bringing attention to the medicine cabinet, because the studies showed that 70% of people who were abusing prescription medication were accessing that medication from medicine cabinets of family or friends.
Wow.
So we thought it was important that people started to clean out those medicine cabinets and safely dispose of those medicines.
Good. I'm glad that's having an impact. Yes. So we hear about it. We promote them. A lot of the Central Jersey ones, too. So yes. I'm glad that's working out.
And there are many of these collection sites are now 24 hours a day
that's
available.
Right.
So at one point, they were once or twice a year. Now you can go any day of the week and go to a local police department.
Yeah, no reason not to. That's
right.
For sure. 7:37 on Jersey Central on the new Talk Radio WCTC, the voice of Central Jersey. Contest on the way for you. Your chance to win a voucher for a pair of tickets to see Jersey Boys on Broadway. We'll give that away a little bit later on. Special guest for the balance of the 7 o'clock hour is Angelo Valente. He is the executive director of the Partnership for a Drug-Free New Jersey. And we're giving you the information on the 2015 New Jersey Shoutdown Drugs Prevention Concert. It'll be on April 17th, 7 p.m. Fun way to spend a Friday night at the beautiful Victoria Theater, which is inside the New Jersey Performing Arts Center in Newark. And you can cast your vote for your favorite song by visiting the website shoutdowndrugs.com, and virtually all of New Jersey is covered. Statewide finalists, there are some wild card entries who are there too. You can listen to all the entries on the website. A link at our Facebook fan page will take you right there and vote for your favorites, and we'll see who's going to be the winners coming up on April the 17th. And Angelo, they'll get to be able to go around the state. They'll be able to play their song at statewide events. And a real nice incentive for them. That sounds like a lot of fun.
Absolutely. And most importantly, while this is a music competition, it's a competition about the message. The message of hope, the message of being drug-free, the message of encouraging peers, peer-to-peer message. So I think that while we are very concerned about the talent, we're more concerned about the message that's being delivered.
Yeah, and WCTC, really honored to be one of the presenters, one of the sponsors of the event this year. And I will be hosting the concert on Friday night, April the 17th. And it's a real honor for me to be able to be there with such a great pool of talent and such a positive message. And we're real excited about that. And we will actually be recording the concert, Angelo, for broadcast on WCTC. And I think we're looking at the following week. We'll get the exact date and time finalized. But it's going to be great to get that on WCTC radio also.
Well, that's great. So that those who are not able to attend on the 17th will be able to listen to all the great activities that's going on.
Exactly. And in addition to all just the great work that the partnership does, Angelo, some resources. And there's a real interesting website that is available where people can visit. And there's testimonials. And there's just information. It's just an outreach a tool, right?
Well, what we have created at the partnership is a new website called TalkNowNJ.com.
Mm-hmm.
And what that website features is a video of four moms, three of whom have lost a child to heroin abuse and prescription drug abuse, one whose daughter is in recovery. And what these moms came to us and said is that we want to help other families. We want to be able to make sure that other families can identify the signs and symptoms that come along with the abuse of heroin and the abuse of prescription drugs. And we want to also encourage other families to be able to get help, because this is a disease like any other disease. Mm-hmm. And there's been a lot of stigma that has been associated with drug abuse. But unfortunately, if you have a child that has an addiction, the disease of addiction, you need to get them help as quickly as possible. So these are four very brave moms who came forward and said, we want to help other families avoid really the tragedy that came upon our families as a result of the abuse of prescription drugs.
So some good advice at that website. Yes. And again, the address is?
It's TalkNowNJ.com. We want people to start having that conversation with their child.
Excellent. And a couple of recent pieces of legislation, Angelo, which have moved through Trenton that I really think have made a difference in, and it seems like, the ongoing war on drugs, which gets tougher and tougher every day in New Jersey. The first thing I wanted to cover was our police officers, our first responders now, who are carrying Narcan, which in some cases, and literally thousands of cases, has saved lives here in New Jersey.
Over the last year, over 2,000 lives have been saved in the state as a result of Narcan. And it's a wonderful first step to allow that person to have a second chance. Obviously, we encourage treatment, mm-hmm. Support for those individuals. But at this point in time, we're very excited that this is a wonderful way to be able to help save lives.
And thousands already. It's already saved thousands of people in New Jersey alone, which is incredible.
Yes.
And this is police and ambulance and
first responders. First responders, police carrier, departments, right? Throughout the state are now armed with this life-saving tool.
Excellent. And also another interesting piece of legislation, which I was glad to see passed, has to do, it's almost sort of a Good Samaritan law, where if someone is in an overdose or in a life-or-death situation, you know that you can reach out and call for help and not have to worry about, you know, the prosecution and everything else that goes along with drug possession and whatnot. You know, again, the goal is save the lives first and worry about the other stuff later. And that's also now a relatively new law in New Jersey.
Yes, I think it was about a year and a half now that this law has been in effect. And it's a way to be able to encourage people who are in situations where someone is overdosing to be able to get help without the fear of them being in any sort of legal trouble. First and foremost, we have to save lives and we have to get those folks the treatment and get them back on a road of being drug-free.
Yeah, that's the important thing. Yes. And again, all this information, if you want to get just the more details about what the partnership does, they get into the schools and they do a wonderful job of talking about prevention and treatment and everything. Just drugfreenj.org, Angelo, is that
the... That's the best site to be able... Drugfreenj.org is a site that has all of our programs that are all free of charge to anyone in the state of New Jersey.
Excellent. I sometimes people confuse the two, but alcoholism, is that rampant for young people in New Jersey? I don't know if rampant's the correct word, but based on what you've seen.
Yes, our research has shown that alcohol is still a widely abused substance, especially among teenagers. And we have to continue to look at all of these issues. I mean, we've put a lot of emphasis on the issue of prescription drug abuse, but we've seen over the last several years that cocaine is also becoming a major issue in the state of New Jersey.
Like coming back?
Yes, it's,
wow.
It's becoming a major issue, especially in urban settings. So, you know, every time we're making progress, unfortunately, in one particular area, we have to keep our guard up and we have to continue to look at all the different aspects of substance abuse and how it affects our children.
Yeah, now I know the TV show Breaking Bad, I have to admit it was one of my favorite shows to watch, but there's nothing funny about when it comes to crystal meth and what that is. That a problem in New Jersey? People think that's sort of an Appalachia thing, but that might necessarily be true.
We've seen Molly, which is a club drug, appear in some areas right here in Middlesex County.
Mm-hmm.
In fact, we worked closely with the prosecutor's office about a year ago to close one of the glow parties that were taking place. We believe that, you know, any and all drugs that are available, unfortunately, make their way into places throughout the state of New Jersey.
Yeah.
So there might be some sections of the state that are have access to crystal meth and other types of designer drugs, and other parts of the state are experiencing high usage of heroin.
Mm.
So I think we really need to look at, you know, the different regions and be able to address those issues as we see them.
Yeah, and great to have the Partnership for a Drug-Free New Jersey out there on the front lines every day, Angelo. It's a great thing.
And we also have partners in all aspects of the different groups in New Jersey that are dealing with this issue. The New Jersey legislature has passed has a package of 21 bills to address the issue of heroin and prescription drug abuse. And Senator Vitale, who's a senator right here from Middlesex County,
great friend of ours, sure,
one of the prime sponsors of many of these bills. And he was the senator who brought together a bipartisan approach to dealing with this issue. And there's two bills that we have been following and providing expert testimony on. And those bills, we believe, are truly prevention bills. The first bill is a patient notification bill. And what that bill does is it requires that a conversation takes place between a doctor and a patient, or a parent of a patient if they're under the age of 18, if that patient is being prescribed opiate-based drugs, drugs that are scheduled drugs, drugs that can become addictive. And also, during that conversation, if there's any alternatives to those opiate-based drugs, it's an opportunity for the doctor to discuss these alternatives. And we think it's a common sense bill.
Yeah.
I mean, everyone needs to be knowledgeable about what they're taking and, you know, the side effects that might exist. And we are very encouraged that that bill has passed the Senate, and now it's going to be debated in the Assembly. And we would encourage all of your listeners to learn more about these bills that are out there and, you know, speak to your local senators about how you feel about these bills.
Sure.
The other bill that we're looking at is called the Prescription Monitoring Bill. And what that bill does is it requires a doctor, prior to prescribing an opiate drug, to look at a database to see if that individual is doctor shopping.
Hmm.
Are they visiting 3, 4, 5 doctors within a 2 or 3 week period,
right,
and getting, you know, all these doctors to prescribe these drugs? So we, once again, a common sense approach to dealing with this issue. And everyone together, the medical community, parents, the schools, the media, if we all come together, we will reverse these alarming and unbelievable trends that we're seeing with regard to prescription drug and opiate abuse.
I have no doubt. 751 on Jersey Central on the new Talk Radio WCTC. And let's give you a little sample of another one of the other finalists for the 2015 New Jersey Shoutdown Drugs Prevention Concert, which is coming up April 17th. And this is a talented person from Ocean County, Angelo. This is Bridget Harrington on this one?
Yes. We have representatives from throughout the state of New Jersey, and Bridget is one of our one of 23 performances that people will hear on the 17th of April.
Excellent. All right, let's give this one a listen. The song is called I Don't Do Drugs.
Read a tweet today about life wasted away. Drugs kill dreams, hopes, and lives. But life can be more, and I'll make a difference by sharing this message right here.
1, 2, 3, 4.
140 characters don't say much. Tweeting about celebs, school, boys, and such. But if you want to know how I feel, and to prove my life is real, I got one more tweet today, and I'm gonna end it this way. Hashtag I don't do drugs. Oh, hashtag I don't do drugs. I don't care what they say. I won't throw my life away. Hashtag I don't do drugs. No, hashtag I don't do drugs. Hashtag I don't do drugs.
And that is another one of the finalists for the 2015 New Jersey Shoutdown Drugs Concert. And from Ocean County, that is Bridget Harrington. She is from Barnegat. Hashtag I don't do drugs. And we heard two of the finalists who will be on stage in Newark that night. Again, it's April 17th, 7 o'clock. Victoria Theater, the New Jersey Performing Arts Center. Free tickets available by calling the partnership, Angelo? That's how
that
works?
They can actually order it right online.
Online, too.
Right at shoutdowndrugs.com.
All right, and make sure you vote for your favorite. Give all the finalists a listen. Vote for your favorite ones, and we'll see who's going to be the winners this year. And go around the state of New Jersey and kind of sharing their positive message. So, and again, the concert, April 17th, hosted by WCTC, and we certainly hope to see you there. Angelo, thank you so much for being here today. It was a real honor, and April 17th will be here before we know it. So.
Absolutely. Thank you.